Well, hello, everybody. Great to have you with us today. My name is Pastor Evan, and I'm the lead pastor of Northgate. And it's just so great to have the whole team functioning together. It was funny. My wife this morning was singing on worship team, and she was also the person behind the scenes who was supposed to check on the timing for that giving app, and I think she was way more nervous about doing that part than doing the worship part. She was shaking and pushing in her mouth, what's our address again? Where do we live? Anyways, it's awesome. It's awesome to be here, and we got to make adjustments. This whole thing is happening so fast and changing so frequently and so much going on that we're regularly trying to land somewhere. And so we're just so thankful that you're on the journey with us, that you're meeting us here, that you're trying with us. And together we're gonna get through this. Together we're going to figure some things out. And together Jesus is going to be glorified and he's going to change lives. And I just believe he's doing that in this room already today. I felt so moved in worship. I hope you did as well. But also wherever you're watching today, I just pray that Jesus would be touching your life and meeting you, and you would know that he is near in this time of sometimes real trial that some of us are facing. Hey, we're starting a brand new series today. And this series we planned on starting this series earlier. We planned on launching no matter what at this point. And so in the midst of crisis, in the midst of a virus, in the midst of pandemic, we're continuing to run with the series that we planned on starting today. Anyways, it's called Broken Road. Broken Road, I had no idea how perfect it would line up for this season that we're in right now, for the time that we're facing right now. I had no idea how perfect it would have been, but months ago, we decided that we wanted to do a series right now, leading up to Easter and then through Easter, called Broken Road. And Broken Road, the whole concept behind it is that we would have this this sense together that it's not actually always just bad that we're on the broken road, that actually there are sometimes good things along the broken road, that sometimes the very thing we're meant to discover, the very thing that we're meant to see in life, the thing we're meant to learn, the character that's meant to develop in us actually only comes to us because of the brokenness in our life. Because of the road that we're walking on that seems challenging and hard and overwhelming. And so this whole series is going to be about the reality that brokenness is sometimes something to be engaged with, not something just to turn from and run from and do everything we can to avoid. Because it's often the case that we don't go where we're supposed to go because it's easier to go somewhere else. That instead of going down this road that seems kind of hard, it seems kind of challenging. It seems a little bit overwhelming at times, even though we know it's where we're supposed to go, even though we know the destination at the end of that road is where we're meant to be. Still, we regularly would rather choose the easier road, or the one that's not going to have any bumps in it, the one that's going to be just no problem and just simple. I remember this time when I was a younger guy. I was in youth group. And we were going to a conference together as a youth group, but I had to work, and so did a couple leaders. And so we had these couple leaders and myself who had to stay back late, and we were going to drive and catch up with the youth group after. And the one leader, she said, don't worry, I know a shortcut. Like, shortcuts, awesome. Who doesn't love shortcuts? Who doesn't want to take the easier way if we can? And so she says it's got a little ferry involved, and we lived very central British Columbia, so I had no idea why there was a ferry involved, but I'm like, I'll just trust you. If it's easier, if it's faster, let's take that road. And so our whole youth group goes away. We all work. We leave later, but we're telling them, don't worry. We're going to be there faster than you think because we got a shortcut. It's going to be no problem. Well, this shortcut leads us through a number of different cities, and we're just chatting. I'm just trusting. I have no idea where we are. Google Maps doesn't exist then. I mean, I don't have any phone to check where in the world we are. We go through all these cities. We end up in this one spot. And it sort of feels like the last city in the area. And she says, I think after this city is where we're finally going to find that ferry. But by now, we've taken way longer than we would have if we just took the regular road. We have no idea exactly where we are, and it's getting real late. And so we're like, let's just hustle up. We'll make that ferry. Well, we get to the ferry, this ferry that she said was really fast. It's not fast. And it's closed. The night is closed already, and so we hustle back into town. We're almost on empty on gas tank, and so we're like, well, we'll just hustle back to that gas station, and then we'll just reroute this entire thing, and we'll go back the way we should have gone in the first place. We go back to the gas station, and the gas station's also closed in this tiny little community. We can't get gas. That night, we get to sleep in a car in a gas station at right beside a pump so that tomorrow morning we can fill up and get to the conference. Isn't it funny that we always choose the easy road? We think that's going to be better. It's going to make sense. It's going to make my life easier. And yet many of us end up wandering down this easy road to nowhere rather than following the broken road to somewhere. It's often that we think the broken road can't take me anywhere good, and the broken road is too hard. Whatever's at the end of it will not be worth it as I go. And yet we take this easier path in life that just instead spins circles, and we find ourselves in the same challenges and the same habits and the same mess-ups just so that we don't have to face the brokenness that might be in front of us. Often the way we should go is not the way that we would go. We choose something else. We're first moment we hit brokenness, we're trying to look for the exit. How do I get off this road? How do I go to the place that's easier? Maybe right now you're sitting in that very spot with coronavirus here and this pandemic that's sweeping the world. We had no idea that this would be part of what we were facing during the Broken Road series, but how many of us now, right away, all we can do is think, get me out of here. Get me off this space. Get me away. Take it away. Let it all be done. Maybe our entire prayer life is, God, end this thing right now so that I can be good. But just like Pastor Rob said a little earlier, maybe God has something for you here in the brokenness. We originally thought of this series because our family was going through some brokenness, and we hated it. We prayed and we cried and we wrestled, and it was just hard. And as we are going through that season of life and continue to go through that season of life, our prayers at first were just all for the healing of our family, all for the physical healing that we needed. It was all about that. And our prayers started shifting to say, God, now that the raw pain is not so prevalent, now would you allow us instead not just to get off this broken road, would you allow us to see what you can do through it? Show us what we're meant to learn. Show us what we're meant to see. Open our eyes to see what is supposed to happen in this space here and now. See, Jesus never said to us, in this world, you'll have no troubles. He never said, in this world, it should be easy, it should be smooth sailing, don't worry, just enjoy the ride. Sometimes that's the best the world can offer to us. Say, just enjoy the ride. Just enjoy whatever you're facing. Enjoy whatever you're doing. You know what? Life's going to be hard, so just try to enjoy it. For a Christian, it's not just about enjoying the ride. It's about recognizing that the journey is not the end. For many people, the journey is the end. For us, life is not even the end. What we do on earth is not even the end. What we do in this space is not the end. The end is what God has called us to. It's perfect, pure relationship with God where there's no sickness, no disease, no brokenness, no more tears. And at that space, any broken road that it takes to get there is worth it. This is how Jesus speaks to us. In 1 John 4:4, this is John speaking, says, you dear children are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They're all dealing with challenge and overwhelm, and they're feeling the weight of the world, and they come along, and God comes along and says, that is hard and that is heavy. I want you to know that the one who is in you will overcome all of this, everything you're facing. John 16:31-33, Jesus says, do you now believe? A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each one to your own home. I don't know if we ever would have read that with as much awareness as right now. don't know if you've read through that a million times. I don't know if you realize how much that pertains to this very moment. It's not through persecution, which is what would be happening then. But now coronavirus has caused us to be scattered, each one to their own home. It says, "You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me," Jesus says. "And I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Even when you're scattered to your own home, you will have peace. Even when you're walking that broken road, you will have peace. Even when you're facing great challenge and overwhelm, you will have peace. Even when you're facing death itself, you will have peace if you choose it in Him. I will give you peace. In this world," He says, "you will have trouble." That's a promise from Jesus. He says, "You will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world." In other words, in this journey, you will have trouble, but take heart. So at the end, your troubles are not worth comparing to the destination. At the end, the broken road is not worth comparing to the whole and perfect destination that you're heading towards. So as we consider the broken road, we're going to look for a few weeks at what it looks like to stay on this road and what are some of the things that we're meant to learn most often on the broken road. But first, we need to choose one thing. We need to choose that we're going to stay on this road for a little bit as long as God has us on it. And instead of looking for exits, we're going to embrace anything that we're meant to discover on this road. So first, we need to choose perseverance. There's a few exits, or a few reasons why we take exits often from the broken road. We have to choose perseverance over pity, which is the first reason that we usually exit the broken road. "Oh, woe is me. Can't believe how this has happened to me. Didn't happen to them. The thing I'm facing hasn't happened to that person." It's amazing how often we do that. We hit some sort of broken space in life and we look to someone who seems like they've got it all more sorted out than we do. And we say, "Oh, why can't it just happen? Why does this have to happen to me?" That's an exit ramp off the broken road. Let me just go over here and have my pity party over here. Just mope about all the brokenness that's taking place to me, no one else. All of a sudden we find we're off the broken road and not learning the things that we're meant to learn. Pity crushes perseverance in those moments. Second one is preservation usually crushes perseverance. Where we're on the broken road, we say, "Oh boy, this looks like a broken space. I better do everything that I can to get everything that I need for myself. I better make sure that I'm looked after. I better make sure I've got the best tires for this road. I've got the best shoes for this road. I've got all the best equipment for this road. I better make sure that I have everything that I need." That's what we start to see during coronavirus in the grocery stores. Say, "This is a broken road that we're walking on. I better make sure I am covered through this whole thing so that if I'm on a broken road, it's going to be as comfortable as possible." It's almost like we just I'm on a broken road, but it doesn't hurt because I've taken care of myself. Got lots of toilet paper. I'm good. Preservation crushes perseverance. Perseverance takes work. It hurts. It's hard. Sometimes we think that perseverance is something good for the gym, but not something good for our lives. But Jesus actually teaches us that perseverance is good. So pity crushes perseverance often. Preservation crushes perseverance often. And pretending crushes perseverance. Pretending that everything's okay. "Hey, are you on a broken road?" "Oh, no, not really. No, it's fine. It's pretty good. I haven't really noticed anything." We go home and we just cry on our own and we're broken on our own and we don't let anyone in and anyone part of what's going on in our lives. Are you hurting? No. Everything's just fine. Especially Christians have this problem with this one. Christians are just classic for this. "How are you doing?" "Oh, the Lord is good. He's awesome. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Perfect. He's good. I'm good. I'm perfect. I'm good. Are you good? I'm good. Good, good, good. Bye." You know, we just carry on with life because we're trying to cover up the fact that we're on a broken road. We won't persevere as long as we're pretending. We won't persevere as long as we're preserving. We won't persevere as long as we're pitying ourselves. Perseverance yet. When we allow ourselves to say, yes, this is a broken road. I'm not going to deny it. Yes, this is a broken road. I'm going to face it. I'm going to experience whatever comfort I'm meant to experience and whatever pain I'm meant to experience on this road. And not only that, but I'm not going to complain and pity myself about this broken road. I'm just going to walk out this experience in my life and allow God to teach me. All of a sudden, that perseverance can produce several other things in us. The first one I want to mention today is hope. Some of you are crying out for hope right now. I hear that all the time right now. Is there no hope? What do we hope in? And right now, most people, their only hope is that the coronavirus will go away, that whatever we're facing will leave us, and that it'll just get swept off this planet. Now, I want you to know that when I'm facing hard times in my life, when I'm on the broken road, I'm praying, God, would you smooth out the path? God, would you heal what I'm facing? God, would you overcome in this situation? God, would you restore the financial situation? I mean, God, would you take care of my marriage? Would you help me to forgive? Would you help me? Whatever it is, when I'm on the broken road, I'm praying for God's provision, that he would give me what I need for that situation. Yes, for sure. And yet, our faith is not that God will take everything away. Our faith is that God will lead us in that space wherever we're at, and that at the end of it all, the journey will not even be worth comparing to the destination. Hope. Hebrews 12:1 says this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. That's just after the writer of Hebrews has talked about all the people of faith and of hope through Scripture. Says, listen, here's how we start to discover it. It's through perseverance. It's not through just sickness itself doesn't cause hope to rise up. It's perseverance in the midst of that sickness. Pandemics don't cause hope to rise up. In fact, pandemics make it. But when we persevere in our faith, when we persevere with Jesus, all of a sudden hope can start to rise up. Philippians 3:12-14 says, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. I press on. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and straining toward what is ahead, I press on. The Bible gives us ideas about how do we press on. It says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This is a man writing from prison. He says, I'm pressing on. I'm going to hold on to that faith. Hard times aren't going to tell me that I must be on the wrong road. In fact, hard times sometimes tell me that I'm on the right road. But now, God, would you open my eyes to see what you're doing here and now? Show me how to persevere. Show me how to press on. Show me how to believe for this. Show me how to keep my eyes fixed on the destination rather than the journey. God, even if I'm not enjoying the journey, would you help me to putting it in context of heaven, of eternity, because you've got something good for me, and it's going to happen here. It's going to take place here. I'm going to feel it in this space. Now, the Bible teaches us to persevere. We're supposed to persevere. Don't give up. Don't wear out. Say, well, I just don't know if I'm supposed to go down this road. I want to tell you right now, this is the road that you have. This is the road that you're on. Whether or not you like it, this is the road that you're on. Instead of trying to exit, what does God have for you in this space? Right now, are your eyes open to see him? Is he meeting you here? Are you believing in him in this space? Here's what perseverance does. In Romans 5:3-5, one of my very favorite chunks of Scripture, says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings. That's not really a thing that the world does, that our culture does. We rejoice in our sufferings. We're okay with our sufferings. We celebrate our sufferings. Why? Because suffering produces perseverance. We can't persevere without suffering, and perseverance creates something good in us. And so if we never suffer, we never get that good thing that's meant to come from suffering and meant to come from the perseverance within us. We never discover what we're meant to discover without the suffering that we take on. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. In our society, in our culture, in our world right now, character is sometimes hard to come by. Character is that which serves others above ourselves. Character is that which has integrity no matter where, what situation they're in. Character is those who will stand and be the same person whether or not a pandemic is facing the planet. Character is someone who will be the same person whether they're well-stocked in their pantry or not well-stocked in their pantry. Character is someone who will be generous whether they have much or little, that they will continue to be that way. Our world is very weak in the area of character, and a lot of that is because when suffering shows up, we just head for the hills, say, whatever that road is, I don't want it. But instead, the Bible has taught us, our understanding is that we're not just meant to run away, but actually rejoice, because that suffering is about to produce something in you. It's about to create something in you. If you'll stay on this road, you will start to know perseverance. And if you'll continue to persevere, you will become a person of character. And a person of character is exactly what this world needs right now. Someone who says, I am for you. I can stand with you. I can support you. I can pray for you. I'm not going to bump you out of the line. I'm not going to try to get mine before I let you get yours. I'm going to look after you before I even look after myself. We learn that one way. Suffering and perseverance, which leads to character. And then here's the great news. And character, hope. Come on, if you want hope right now in this culture, in this time, in this season, these moments of overwhelm, of brokenness, of challenge, these moments that sometimes we feel so, we just don't know where to go, where to turn, what to do, how do we hope? Here's how you hope. You hope by persevering in your suffering. And allowing that perseverance to develop character within you. When that character is developed within you, it will lead to a hope that you never knew you had. Because God has been working in your heart. God has been shaping you. God has been growing you in that time. It says, and hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. In other words, hope is something that came from the Holy Spirit. And on our road of suffering, we persevered on that road where we persevered. We started to develop character in that character. We started to recognize hope. And all of that was a result of the Holy Spirit meeting us in our suffering, then meeting us in our perseverance, then meeting us as we developed character and started to live like Jesus in this world. And then out of that space, we discovered that now we stood filled with the Holy Spirit and engaged in hope and able to share hope with the world. I have hope for what Jesus Christ can do in the midst of this very situation that we're living in right now. I have hope that God wants to change lives and set people free. I have hope that God wants to bring healing, that God wants to restore. I have hope that God wants to draw hearts back unto Himself and show people how much He loves this world, how much He cares for people, how much He loves you and me. He's going to show us that. And we don't discover that by just taking a nice, easy path. He didn't promise an easy path. He didn't say there's an easy path and that's just what you need to follow. He said, even on a broken road, I am there. But if you'll persevere on that broken road, you will know character. And when you discover character, you will receive hope. And that hope will not disappoint you. You will have everything you need to take on every circumstance in every space because the Holy Spirit is in you and you have hope. This is who Jesus is. This is what he wants to do in you and me. And so I want to encourage you, don't step off the path. Maybe a worship team or someone on keys could come and play something. I know that many of you are sitting there in a really, really hard spot. And I don't let me miss this moment. I want to encourage you that if you need something, especially if you live in Courtney or Port Alberni, I want to encourage you, contact us. Let us know what's going on. If we can help you with groceries, we can drop them at your door as long as grocery stores exist. You know, if you just need a phone call and someone to chat with because you're lonely, make sure you call us. I'm not saying, sorry, you're on the broken road on your own. No, we're still the church. We still do this together. We still believe together. But if right now you're finding that you're on a broken road, I want to encourage you not to just jump off, not to look for the fastest exit. That's always going to be our temptation because the road is broken. It's not smooth. It's broken. It hurts us. It's broken. It breaks us sometimes. If you're broken right now, I get it. I've felt that. In fact, in some ways, I'm feeling that in my life at this stage right now where we're at. But I want you to know that God is with you. God is for you. God is beside you. And God is doing a good work through this. Does that mean I don't pray for an easy road? No, pray for it. Jesus healed a lot of people in the Bible. Pray for that healing. Jesus raised people from the dead. Pray for that resurrection. Jesus brought hope when people were broken. Pray for that hope. Pray for that. You know, Jesus cast out demons. Pray for that. Pray that you would not be listening to those voices that are breaking you down anymore, but you might start to hear the Holy Spirit's voice more in your life. Pray for that. But in the midst of the season where it doesn't feel like that's coming, persevere with your eyes open. Because God wants to give you hope now, not just because the road smooths out, but right now on the broken road, God wants to give you hope. He's got it for you. And it comes through your suffering to which you persevere, through which character is developed. And out of that character, through His Holy Spirit, you will discover the hope that you're meant to know in Jesus Christ. I want to pray for you. Maybe today you didn't actually know that hope was found in Jesus Christ. Maybe today you actually thought that hope is going to be found in our medical system, and that's where hope was. I hope they find some solutions. But that hope, I can't anchor my soul to that hope. I can anchor my soul to Jesus Christ. And so maybe today is an opportunity for you to say yes to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I want to put all my hope in you. That any broken road is not worth comparing to the wholeness that you have for me, the destination that you want me to walk into. And so if today you say that's me, I want to follow Jesus. I want to place all of my hope in him. I want to turn to him give him all of my attention. If that's you today, I want to pray for you. Then I'd love for you to comment to us and just say, I'm choosing Jesus today. We'd love to get back to you. Maybe we can have a second to pray at some point over the phone, or maybe it's even just through typing. And some of you are Christians and you've been walking a long way, and you realize in this moment, you've realized that coronavirus has shaken you so much that you've forgotten where your hope actually comes from. Where you've started to assume that hope is going to come from the resolution and the solving. Maybe I'll get hope in July. Maybe I'll have hope in August. Maybe it'll be a year away. Maybe it'll be a couple weeks away. At whatever point, maybe our health minister of BC will eventually speak a message of hope and I'll have it. The good news is this. Hope doesn't come 2 years away, 1 year away, a few months away, a couple weeks away. It doesn't come when all health is here. It doesn't come when everything is resolved. Hope comes right now to your living room, if you will remember and turn back and say, Jesus, I forgot for a few minutes where hope comes from, but I'm remembering now. Maybe if that's you, you could just throw a comment and say, I'm remembering now. I want to pray for you. Whether you're the first group that says, I had no idea that there was a hope that existed outside of just the medical system. Jesus is that hope, and you want to choose him, I want to pray for you. Or if you're here and you've forgotten who he is, you've forgotten where your hope was to be found. You've forgotten that the broken road is okay because of who's with you and where he's taking you. So I just want to pray for you quick. Maybe you'd bow your heads and close your eyes with me wherever you're at. Even you kids. Thank you, Jesus, for every kid, parent, grandparent, every person that's in a room with their family, every person that's isolated on their own, whether in Courtney, Port Alberni, Vancouver Island, Canada, United States, all over the world, wherever they find themselves today, I just pray, Lord, your spirit would touch them today, that you'd remind them of where hope comes from, that you'd remind them that though we should pray for health, we should pray for the removal of coronavirus, we should be praying for the healing of our land in Jesus' name. That in the midst of that, we're not going to look for the first exit sign off of the broken road, but instead, if this is the road you've given us, we're going to trust, God, that it's better to be on a broken road heading to a destination than an easy road heading nowhere. So Jesus, help us follow through on this broken road. Help us persevere. And through that perseverance, we just pray that we would discover your character for this world, character to represent you, character to care for people, and that through that character and through your Holy Spirit, we would develop hope. And that we would know the hope that does not disappoint, the hope that does not leave us waiting, the hope that does not leave us longing, but the hope that will be fully fulfilled and has been fully fulfilled through Jesus Christ. Thank you for meeting us here in whatever space here is. Thank you for meeting us today. In Jesus' name we pray. If today you believe that from wherever you're at, say amen.